哈利路亚，我们各位亲爱的朋友，各位弟兄姐妹，大家晚安。
Hallelujah, peace be with you, brothers and sisters, and friends.
啊，感谢主耶稣，让我们有这个机会啊，在这里共同啊，来分享他的恩典。
I thank the Lord Jesus that tonight I have the opportunity to come here to share the grace of the Lord with you.
今天晚上啊，我们要来介绍耶稣基督。
And tonight we're going to introduce to you the Lord Jesus.
这位耶稣基督到底跟我们有什么样的关系
？Who is Christ Jesus and what kind of relationship does he have with us？
他要带给我们什么样的福气
？And what kind of blessing is he going to give us？
今天晚上我们仍然啊，用耶稣所行的一件事情，那么我们来互相思想。
And tonight we're going to learn from the incident that Jesus has performed for all of us to ponder。
我们来看一段圣经。
Let's turn to the scripture。
请看约翰福音第五章。
Let us turn to the book of John chapter 5.
约翰福音第五章第二节。
John chapter 5 verse 2.
第五章第二节到第九节。
Verse 2 to verse 9. John chapter 5 verse 2 to verse 9.
在耶路撒冷靠近羊门有一个池子，希伯来话叫做毕斯大，旁边有五个廊子。里面躺着瞎眼的、瘸腿的、血气枯干的许多病人。第五节。
Verse five.
在那里有一个人病了38年。第六节。
Verse six.
耶稣看见他躺着，知道他病了许久，就问他说：“你要痊愈吗？”第七节。
Verse seven.
病人回答说：“先生啊，水冻的时候啊，没有人把我放在池子里，我正去的时候啊，就有别人比我先下去了。”第八节
Verse 8.
耶稣对他说起来拿你的褥子走吧第九节
Verse 9.
那人 立刻就痊愈就拿着褥子来走了这里记载在1900多年前的时候
This is an incident that was recorded in the year
耶稣在这个世界上
1900 years ago
有一天他到了耶路撒冷这个地方
And that was the time when Jesus was on earth and he went to Jerusalem
在圣殿的一个门边
，He was outside a gate of temple.
那边有一个水池
，And there was a pool.
那么在水池的旁边呢、啊，有人呢、啊、就盖了五个廊子在那里。
And around the pool, the people built five porches.
在那个廊子里头啊，有很多的人呢、啊，那么躺在那个地方。
And within the five porches, there are many people laying there.
他们呢、啊，不是用一个很轻松的心情在那里休闲。
And these people, they were not relaxing themselves lying there.
不是在那里啊，做日光浴来的。
And they are not sunbathing.
他们呢、啊，都是一些行动不便。
But rather, all these people were handicapped.
也许他们患了各种不同的病。
And they were afflicted with several diseases.
他们都躺在那里，他们都在那里等候。
And they were lying there and waiting.
他们在等候什么呢
？What were they waiting for?
因为他们有一个传说。
Because that was a legend.
说这个水池里的水呀、啊，那么假使哪一天冻了
，And the legend says that one day if any of the pool, any of the water were to stir,
那么哪一个人先下去啊，不管是什么病啊，都会得到痊愈的。
And if anyone will go into the water, the person will be healed.
那么就为了这样子一个这么好的一个机会
，And they were all waiting for such a good opportunity.
很多人啊在那里一直等。
So all of them gather around this water.And wait.
也不知道这个传说是有没有确实。
However, they were not very sure whether this legend will come true.
总是这个对他们来讲一线生机。
But this is the only opportunity they're waiting for.
希望是那么样的渺茫。
Although it is a very small but a fighting hope.
但是除了等候下去以外啊，他们没有其他什么样的办法了。
But other than waiting, there's no other chances they have.
他们的人生啊，简直啊是像绝望了一样。
And their life were hopeless.
所以虽然是一个很渺茫的啊一线生机啊，他们仍然在那里等。
But although it's a glimpse of hope, they were waiting.
有一天，有一个病了38年的人，他看到耶稣来到他的面前。
And one day there was a certain man who had an infirmity for 38 years. He saw Jesus coming.
耶稣对他讲。
And Jesus said to him,
说你想要好起来吗
？He asked him, "Do you want to get well?"
我想这个人一定是心里面很无奈的。
Now, of course, we can understand this man. He's feeling very helpless.
所以他对耶稣这么讲。
And that's why he said to Jesus.
他说我想跳下去的时候啊，别人早就比我、啊、 先下去，先一步啊，跳下去了。
He said, I never had a chance to go into the water because I always go before anyone else.
所以一直到今天呢，我不断的在那里等，不断的在那里失望。
So until today, I'm still waiting. Until today, I'm still hopeless.
当然，这个人是很盼望能够好起来的。
Of course, this person, he hopes that one day he will get well.
耶稣来到他的面前。
Jesus came before him.
耶稣对他讲。
And Jesus said to him,
你起来，把你的被子啊卷一卷。回去走回去吧。
Rise, take up your bed and go home.
这个病了三十八年的人是大半辈子了没有走过路了。
And this person who has been afflicted with this disease for 38 years has never walked before in his life.
他没有办法自己动弹。
He couldn't move an inch.
但就因为耶稣的一句话，让他能够起来走路了。
But just because of this word spoken by Jesus, he was able to get up and
walk. 让他得到平安了。
And he was able to receive peace.
这位耶稣到底是谁呢
？And who then is this Jesus?
他哪怎么会有这么大的能力呢
？What kind of power does he have?
假使耶稣啊，这位耶稣是跟我们一样的一个寻常的人
，is just like one of us, a commoner.
我想他没有办法这样子做到。
I'm sure you are not able to perform such a miracle.
这位耶稣就是天上的真神。
And this Jesus here is God in heaven.
也就是我们昨天在这里所介绍的。创造宇宙万物，也创造我们人类的，赏赐我们生命的那位天上的真神。
And he is the God that we introduced last night, the one who gave us life, the one who created the heaven and earth.
因为我们的生命，我们的健康是他所赐予的。
And our life, our health is given by him.
所以他要给我们平安，让我们肉体得到健康，这是非常容易的一件事情。
And therefore, it's easy for him to give us peace so that we can enjoy our physical blessing.
前几天啊，我在无传道家里头。
A few days ago, I was residing at Pastor Wu's place.
刚好有一位邻居啊，到他家里面来坐。
And there was a neighbor who came to his house.
就邻居就问他了。
And so his neighbor asked him.
啊，说吴传道啊，你们家为什么会信耶稣呢？你为什么会来当传道呢
？And his neighbor asked him, "Why is that your family comes to believe in Jesus, and why is that you want to be a preacher?"
我想这是一个很有意义的一个问题。
I'm sure this is a very meaningful question.
对我们大部分的华人来讲
，I'm sure for all of the Chinese，
可能绝大部分呢、啊，那么都是啊传统的、一般的这个民间信仰。
And I do dare to speak that most Chinese still have their folk religion。
大家烧香拜佛可以说是敬拜神呐、啊，那么是这个心呢、啊、是很虔诚的。
And they pray to ancestor with a reverent heart。
那么为什么会改变原来的信仰，那么来这个信耶稣呢
？And why would most Chinese change their former religion to come and believe in Jesus？
这个的确是一个很有意义的一个问题。
And in fact, this is a very significant and meaningful question to ask.
吴传道就跟他讲到他们家为什么会信主的一个原因呢
？And then Preacher Wu told this neighbor about how his family come to believe in Jesus Christ.
吴传道原来啊，在他上面还有好几位。这个哥哥姐姐
，and for preacher Wu himself, he has many brothers and sisters.
但是在他大哥啊还很小的时候
，and when his older brother was little,
在一次的这个大水灾当中啊，哇，水流得很急，很多东西被流走了，包括他的哥哥也被水冲走了。
And his older brother of preacher Wu died in a flood.
家里面的长子啊被这个大水冲走了。
Can you imagine the oldest son of the family died in a flood?
家里面遭逢了这样子一种很不平安的一个气氛。
In fact, this is one of the greatest disasters that can happen to any family.
家里面的人是很难过的。
So the whole family was grieving.
更不幸的啊，在过了不多久以后啊。
And most unfortunately, after a period of time.
他另一位大哥。
His
另一位哥哥。
His another brother.
那么有一天在跟这个玩伴啊，这个小孩子一起在玩的时候。
When he was playing with his playmate.
他就爬到树上去了。
He climbed up to a tree.
哦，有一个调皮的孩子啊，哇，就拿石头扔他。
And there was a naughty boy that threw a stone at his brother.
结果这个哥哥啊，就从树上给掉下来了。
And so his older brother fell from the tree.
头先着地。
And his head hit the ground.
结果回来以后啊，不久啊，哎，就这样子啊，这个死了。
And a few minutes later, this brother died.
我们现在在讲的时候啊，就会觉得好像是。讲过啊，很快的，这个好像轻轻松松就把它讲过了。
It seems that we are just recounting it as a mere incident that happened in the past.
但是对一个啊，这个孩子一个接一个这样子遭遇到这样子不幸啊，那么父母的心啊，实在是好像刀子割一样。
But can you imagine the hurt the parents had.
所以，尤其是做母亲的心，这个心呐、啊，都快崩溃了。
And especially for his mother, she was broken.
过了不久，他的有一位大姐。
And later on, Precious Wu's elder sister.
发现呐、啊，不断的这个下痢，那么又有便血的，这个便里头啊带着血，很严重。
And again, she's suffering from a disease.
在当时啊，这个。社会不是像现在这么进步，医药不是像现在这么发达。
At that time, medical was not very advanced.
结果过不了多久啊，这位大姐啊也走了。
And after a period of time, this older sister of Preacher Wu died.
经过这一连串的事情以后啊
，And after all this incident that happened,
这个政府啊，结果要把他的母亲呐、啊、给这个判刑了。
And it was after all this incident happened that the government wanted to sentence this mother.
因为认为她没有好好的来负起啊这个照顾子女的、照顾孩子的这个责任。
Because they judged her as someone who had never taken up the responsibility to take care of her children.
结果乡里的人呐、啊，这个邻居啊，很多人都起来联名啊，来请愿替她来这个替政府来申诉。
However, the neighbors want to stand up together for the mother.
他们证明啊，这位母亲是很尽责的。
And you want to prove the government that indeed the mother was the one who was very responsible.
是无微不至的在照顾自己的子女的。
And she's in fact a darling mother that has taken good care of the children.
哎，但是这是多么无奈的一件事情。
However, we can see all this incident happen, and they were very helpless.
那么政府后来看到他还有另外其他的小孩需要抚养。
The government then see that the mother has many other children that she has to take care to.
结果啊，那么就同意了，让这位母亲呢、啊，那么继续来带抚养她的其他的这个孩子。
And later on, they gave him and allowed her to continue to raise the rest of her children.
过了不久啊，她的一位大姐又同样的情形，那么有这个便血的这个情况。
And later on, another of the sister similarly had suffered from the same disease of the earlier sister who passed away.
家里面呢、啊，陷入了一种完全不平安的啊这样的一种气氛里头。
And so the whole family, they were in their darkest moment.
他们几乎是走投无路了。
They were very helpless and powerless.
在这个旧社会里头啊。
And we know that in those old society.
我们可以想象的。
We can imagine.
除了找医药之外。
That other than people were seeking for medical help.
那么当然也到处啊去找一些啊所谓的这个各方的这个神明了。
There will be people, of course, seeking for all different kind of gods.
但是没有一个人能够带给他平安。
But not a single god can give him peace.
感谢神，在这个村子里头啊，那么有人呐、啊、来信耶稣，在真耶稣教会里面领受神的恩典。
And thank God there was a family who come to believe in Jesus and had received blessing from the True Jesus Church.
他们就介绍这户人家来相信耶稣。
So then they went to pastor's family and introduced to them Jesus.
告诉他们呐、啊，说耶稣基督啊会赏赐给我们平安。
And they introduced to them that Jesus will give them peace.
结果父母亲呐、啊，那么带着孩子来到教会。
And it was then the parents of Pastor Wu will bring the children to come to church.
结果他们领受了这个平安的恩典。
And it was since then they received blessing of peace.
这个过程呢、啊，也许还有很多啊，可以让我们仔细的来诉说。
I'm sure that this whole period has more detail for us to describe.
但是我们在这里很简单的把这件事情啊，就这样子说过了。
However, we'll just recount this incident.
那么事实上，像吴传道家里面所领受的这样的一种恩典的这个体验呢、啊，在其他的弟兄姐妹。还有很多。
In fact, I'm sure that the blessing of peace that Preacher Wu has received since then can be experienced by many other members in this church.
绝大部分的人呐、啊，那么来信耶稣，那么都是从这个平安的体验开始。
And most people they come to believe in Jesus because they receive peace.
在他们遇到啊很大的这个疾病或者是其他各样的困难的时候
，It was always the moment that when they meet with some difficulty or serious illnesses.
他们体验了神啊，这位耶稣，他会赏赐我们在肉体上面我们体验得到的这些平安。
That they have personally experienced this peace that God has granted them physically as well as spiritually.
那倒不是说啊，信耶稣啊就不会生病了，就不会遇到这样的病痛了。
But this doesn't mean that once you believe in Jesus, you will never get sick again.
但是啊， 在遭遇到这些疾病的时候啊
，However, rather the moment when you have illnesses，
常常更让我们呢、啊、来明白我们人的力量实在是很微小的。
You can all the more understand that man is weak。
那不是说信耶稣以后啊，我们就不必上医院了。
But doesn't mean that having believed in Jesus, there's no need for you to go to hospital anymore。
但是在信仰上面呢，我们有一个体验。
But we know that in our spiritual life we have an experience。
圣经上说啊，说我们什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了。
The Bible says that the time when we're weak is the time when we are strong.
在我们觉得我们这个一无所能，在我们觉得我们没有办法了这样的时候啊。
It is the time when we feel that we are helpless and powerless.
反而我们更懂得来信靠神。
We all the more know how to depend on God.
神的能力，神的荣耀就在这个时候啊彰显出来了。
It is at this very moment that God revealed His power and glory.
这是很多人呢得到的体验。
I'm sure this is an experience that all of us can testify.
那么这种体验呢，也带给我们这个极大的信心。
And I'm sure this kind of experience will give us great faith.
那我们现在社会不断的在进步。
Today our society is advancing every day.
科学越来越发达，医药啊是越来啊越好。
Whether it's in the area of science or medicine.
那么生活品质不断的改善。
And our life, our living standard continue to change.
当然我们的健康啊也得到多一些的这个保障了。
And that we have more insurance on our health.
但是人类啊还是没有办法来脱离这种疾病的这种困扰。
However, man by himself can never escape from illnesses and disease.
不会说啊一个很高度这个一个进步的一个地方啊，那么他的医院啊就可以免掉了。
But doesn't mean that a particular place that's very advanced in science that you will not find a hospital.
我们在今天呢、啊，那么在科学这么昌明的时候，我们仍然看到新的药啊，不断的来研发出来。
Still in today, we can see that there are many inventions of new medicine.
为什么需要有这些新的医药不断的研发出来呢
？Why is there this continual inventions of a medicine?
就是因为啊，这个医药啊，不断的在后面追。所以这些我们身上啊所带着的这种疾病
，Because all this invention is to catch up with all the diseases that has come up in the last few years.
所以虽然是社会这么样的进步，但是人类啊一直在肉体上面呢、啊、是感受很多的不平安的。
And although our society is advancing every day, but we human are regressing in our peace.
但是耶稣要让我们在肉体上面能够体验到神是赏赐平安的主。
However, our Lord Jesus wants us to experience that God is the one that gives us peace.
在我们认为我们已经绝望了，我们已经认为不可能了。
It is the time when we feel that we are helpless and powerless.
但是常常借着信心，神让你体验到由不可能变为可能。
But it is often through faith that we can see that God has turned from something that's impossible to something that's possible.
有很多现在在医学上面还认为是很棘手的，或者甚至于是绝症的。